All quarters, sunshine statement. This recommendation of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Andrea Park Press and the Two River Times, by posting it in the borough hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Here.
Mr. Crowley.
Here.
Mrs. Cusick.
Here.
Mr. Dockerty.
Here.
Ms. Lynn Ledger.
Here.
Mr. Murphy.
Here.
Mayor Bluffstein.
Here. Please stand for prayer and pledge of allegiance, and as we do so, please keep in your prayers the victims of the two shootings in Lewiston, Maine.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I need a motion and a second to approve the previous meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion.
Crowley, seconds.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasardo.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dockerty.
Yes.
Ms. Lynn Ledger.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Minutes have been approved.
And now I have a proclamation for the Native American Heritage Month. Whereas Native American Heritage Month is observed by acknowledging the contributions of the Native Americans long before the formation of the United States, which we recognize as inextricable, woven into the history of this country. And whereas the Native American Awareness Week began in 1976 and recognition was expanded by President George H.W. Bush in August 1990, designated the month of November as National American Indian Heritage Month, and whereas in celebrating the traditions, cultures, and accomplishments of the Native Americans, we also acknowledge our nation's history of colonialism and deprivation upon indigenous people, and whereas the indigenous people of this land upon which our country and state now stand have provided values and ideas that have become ingrained in American culture, including respect for the natural environment and rich cultural history. And whereas we are aware of the historical importance of the region and national tribes and the way Native Americans continue to enrich our heritage and add to all aspects of our society by sharing their customs and traditions. And whereas we honor our Native people, their ancestral homes, their religion, and recognize their contributions historically, today, and in the future of our nation. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Loretta Gluckstein, do hereby proclaim the month of November as Native American Heritage Month in the borough of Atlantic Highlands, a time to celebrate the rich cultures of indigenous people, honor their sacrifices, acknowledge the unique challenges Native Americans face historically and present, and recognize their continued significance in our nation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And since we have no unfinished business, no workshop, we can move to the public comment and the consent and regular agenda items. So please come forward with your questions or comments. Yes.
Thanks, Mayor. Mark Fisher, 9130 Avenue. Last meeting, we said we're going to get an update on what the grant writers were working on.
That will be part of my report.
Okay. Resolution 161, payment of bills. It says 1 million, round numbers, 1,736. It should read 1,919. It's about $182,000 off. Resolution 162, the first acquisition item reads fire apparatus, but the agenda itself reads ambulance, and I know both are kind of being talked about, so which is, are we talking about the ambulance or the fire apparatus?
Fire apparatus, correct. Yes, the resolution is for the fire apparatus. The executive one of the executive session items is to discuss ambulance.
Okay. Okay, I'm just saying, the resolution itself mentions fire apparatus on the back page. That's why I was asking. And then the other thing under regionalization, under acquisition item, under regionalization, is that going to be to discuss a feasibility study, supporting a feasibility study, or supporting the cost of a feasibility study, or can we say what's being...
Can we say whether or not there'll be action taken after executive session?
So there will be no action taken after executive session, but it will be to discuss those items.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're in a sense, Randy, I'd like to have now. Can I ask why the regionalization thing has to be done in executive session?
So, the borough had received information that the DCA may require additional information from the original study. If that is done...
Excuse me, the DCA Community Affairs?
Correct.
Okay.
So it was communicated to us that may be asked for. If it is, there would be a cost associated with it. I will be discussing in executive session with the governing body their thought process, feelings, and opinions on that matter. And that's it.
Because it's a matter of regionalization, which has already been approved, why can't the public know what you're talking about and what your feelings are about it? Why is the public being excused from it?
If I might, Mr. Bailey, I think.
You know, the meetings are always longer when you're here.
I'm sorry. No, I believe that the council is going to want legal advice as to whether or not they have to contribute to this thing. So the open question is whether or not the study has to be done, and if so, whether or not we should contribute additional dollars to it, and if they're required to do it under either the commissioner's directive or any other law. So it's a sort of a contract issue and looking for legal advice. And depending on what they decide, we certainly share it with the public when there's a decision made.
Yeah.
So it's because it's legal advice, why it's in?
Yes.
And what's the reason for the legal advice being kept from the public?
Legal advice between attorney-client privilege.
On the grounds of what?
The attorney-client privilege, that they're entitled to seek advice of their counsel as to whether they're obligated to do something, and then once I give them advice, they then take whatever action is appropriate based on that advice, or they can disregard my advice, but they're entitled to have private advice from counsel.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
And I'm going to send Sarah more often.
I know. And I thought you said possibly Mr. Jacoby would be at this meeting to answer some questions.
So we determined that we do not need him to attend this meeting.
We don't need Mr. Jacoby.
To attend this particular meeting. To attend this particular meeting, no.
Okay. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Chris.
Good evening. Chris Lucas, 60 Mountain Square Hill Avenue. Good to see everybody. The comments just sparked. I didn't have a question for the comments. So I guess I go in thinking, is this a budgetary conversation? Can we afford to do it without seeking grants? But it sounds like at least someone asked legal to get involved to tell us if we're obligated to do it. Which, did I misconstrue that?
I can't discuss what we will be discussing in the
This young woman said, it's legal because the council asked the legal position, or are we obligated to this? My paraphrasing, have you clarified?
I love that you called me a young woman, so we'll start. No, so the question is, as I understand it, there's been a request for the borough to put in additional dollars towards something that we may or may not have to put money into. I don't think it's going to hold anything up. I mean, I'm going to give the council advice as to my position as to what their responsibility is, what their options are, and they will make a decision. But they're entitled to have that advice away from the public domain.
Okay.
And then they'll decide. So, yes, they didn't we're going to talk in executive session whether or not the request is something they must adhere to, the import or the impact of not adhering to that request.
And if we're not obligated, are there some members of the current board and council that would say we shouldn't do this?
That's why we're going into executive session to discuss that.
We haven't discussed it at all, and we can't discuss it openly because it's an open public meeting. So we will discuss it, and then we'll come back. I don't think...
Well, I think we're the shortest conversation ever. Obligated or not, we should just do it.
Oh, I think if we get to executive session, that'll be the shortest conversation
ever.
Yeah,
we're
going back.
Thank you.
No action.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Fisher. You forgot something, right?
I still live at 9130 Avenue. And would the council be amenable after the executive session to come back out and tell us what you discussed?
No.
Why not?
Because it's executive session. There's no action being taken.
It's a conversation.
It's executive session. No action will be taken, so they're not permitted to discuss it after executive session.
So how do we find out the decision of what's discussed tonight?
When it's time to make a decision, then they can discuss.
I thought that was tonight. That's why you're having
no action being taken.
Look, the action might be or might not be whether or not we need the study.
Right, so if there's an action to be taken, we'll then report on it in public at the next meeting. This evening, there will be no action taken.
But Mr. Fisher,
but the report is not necessarily an action. An action would be to pay for a study.
I just think we need a little clarification because we're not going to decide whether a study is required. I believe the commission has already made that decision. Our decision is whether or not we are, my recommendation to them will be whether or not they need to do something else in order to make that happen, whether they have an obligation to do it, and the impact of them not doing it. But it's not going to, if in fact they decide to do it, there'll be a resolution at the next meeting that you'll be able to hear and weigh in on.
But we could have a resolution without it being on the agenda, right?
Of course.
So why couldn't they do that tonight?
That's going to be up to the council.
So there's a door cracked open.
Okay. Thank you.
Regardless of what we talk about or what we do afterwards, I don't think our decision delays anything with regionalization. It's already been decided.
Sure it does.
Okay. Absolutely not.
I'd like to just ask about the lease purchase of the fire truck. What exactly is the relationship between the borough and the fire department? I have never been able to understand the relationship. I mean, we're now going to spend $750,000 on a truck with the fire department, right? I mean, that's all right. So, but the fire department is not part of the borough, correct?
So, I'd ask the attorney to correct me if I'm wrong, but in the state of New Jersey, we are legally required, each municipality is required to have a fire department.
Each municipality is required?
Yes.
You can't regionalize them?
Well, you can.
Here, yes. We want to go down that road.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to understand, which I never have been able to, what the relationship is between the fire department, because they own Fireman's Field.
Right, that...
And that's fire Inc.
That's different than our fire department. That's Fireman Inc. So that's a
different that's something different.
And if we're required to have the fire department for our residents, then we need to make sure that they have the equipment to satisfy them.
Oh, I see. So that has nothing to do, Fireman's Field has nothing to do with the fire department.
Correct. It's a different entity.
It's a different entity. So where's they get, so where's this other $65,000 coming from?
That's their contribution.
And they have sources of income or contributions or...
They raise money.
But I also want to point out now that you've got this thing, we're going to renew the shared services agreement with the for the ambulance, right?
That's correct.
And that's $90,000 a year.
Correct. We're renewing it for 2024. We negotiated 0% increase, so it's 90,000 as it was last year.
Okay.
And the year.
So I did a thing that if the fire truck lasts 35 years, and you do 200 calls a year. It's like over $100 per call just for the fire truck, not the gas, not the insurance, nothing. So I was thinking, we, after the overwhelming vote in favor of regionalizing the schools, if it isn't time to start thinking about regionalizing the fire department and the emergency services, to have a full-time professional core staff on duty 24/7, supplemented by volunteers. If it's still the way it was 30 years ago that I figured out, you could cut that, you have to be within 5 miles of a firehouse in order to have preferential insurance rates, that you can cover the entire northern half of Monmouth County with 6 firehouses. And you have 4 within 3 miles. Atlantic Highlands, Firelands, Navisink, and Brevet, right? So it seems obvious.
Mr. Meyer, I believe that it comes down, something like that comes down to turn time. And I think, deciding whether we regionalize what our first aid or our fire department comes down to how quickly we can respond to our residents. And I believe it's in our best interest to have both of these entities in town to respond quickly, rather than call for regionalize.
That's why I want things I drive open so people can come in from Highlands, which is faster than coming from downtown.
So the principle is
all right. I mean, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hands? Zoom?
No hands raised, Mayor.
All right. So we can move on. The consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 158, authorizing the renewal of the shared service for the emergency medical ambulance. Resolution 159, authorizing contracts for South Avenue Park project. Resolution 160, authorizing expenditures of $750,000 for the lease purchase of the fire apparatus, and resolution of 161, payment of bills, $1,736,934.30. Right? Do you want to
correct the number?
Is it? I don't
know.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion with the adjustment.
With the adjusted numbers.
Okay.
Probably second, so.
Okay, and roll call.
Mr. Calicerda.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
I guess on the consent agenda have passed.
Okay, now the report.
I'm going to be very brief.
Risk.
Yeah.
We have no report on fire. Environmental, we have no report other than the meetings we moved up from the 30th. Shade Tree, I have no report. And recreation, basketball signups are officially open. Go on AHMJ to sign up for either little hoops, which is grades kindergarten to first grade, or older, the older groups, which is second to eighth. And it's $55 for little hoops, and I think $80 for the older children. And I shot a 105 today, which I'm pretty disappointed about.
Sorry to hear that. Councilman Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. First aid squad. So we just discussed the ambulance, and we're going into executive to discuss more about the first aid squad. I'll tell you that year to date, there's been 347 calls, and October 1st through the 25th, so far 28 calls made by our team. DPW, recycling cans recently purchased have been painted, and they've been placed around town at the various parks. The cans that were previously at the parks have now been moved over to the railroad parking lot, where they'll continue to do their job. Moving on, also connecting with DPW is Recreation Committee. I think Councilman Murphy's got more to say about that. I will just add that last we all saw each other, we moved Atlantic Highlands Day and Touch a Truck. We pivoted because of the weather to Sunday the 15th. We had approximately, I say 11 to 1,200 people attended. I think Jimmy back there thinks it's a little more than that. So we had a good crowd, even despite the weather and despite the pivoting to the second day. It was a good day. Spoke with all the trucks. They all felt that it was very worthwhile for them to come out, because they wouldn't have had any other business, A, but they were all very pleased with sales. The only person that said the sales were below what they hoped was the ice cream lady on that very chilly day.
It was windy.
Yeah, it was very windy. It was chilly, but it was a good crowd, and people seemed very happy. And I wanted to also thank, if I can while I'm here, I want to thank the DPW and Ginny Phillips back there for all their hard work in getting those trucks sparkling clean, especially on the heels of the rain event the night before. They were all there. The kids, there were so many kids with all those trucks. So, Jimmy, thanks for getting all that rope together and reined in and having such a great display out there. The harbor, yeah. A lot of kids running around having a blast. The harbor staff and our harbor manager, Lou Flieger, our police department, Scott, Chief Reiner, thank you very much, and all the guys and gals that were there, thank you for doing that, keeping us safe and having a great booth. Our fire department, Lance, first aid, thank you for getting the rig down there and some of your folks down there. Rob, Mayor and Council, thank you again for your continued support. Without you guys, it wouldn't be happening. Morgan Spicer, can't forget her for that great poster, and of course our Recreation Committee, and that is my report. Thank you.
Thank you. And Councilwoman Stick.
Okay. I just wanted to take a minute to acknowledge the sad event in Maine yesterday. We continue to have these senseless shootings, and I think all of us realize this is not something that should be in the United States of America. So just take a moment to think about that.
Thank you.
I'm going to combine Senior Citizens and Veterans Committee report because the same thing's going on in both committees. We are in the process of collecting resource information concerning both seniors and for veterans. What we would like to do is get the resource material available, a variety of things, anything from housing to health care to home services, things of that nature that are helpful for people who have limited income or inability to do all the things that they would like to do independently. So I am in the process, we're in the process of doing that, and we'll be displaying that information at the Senior Center as well as possibly here, if I get the okay, here at Borough Hall or in the library. OEM, just a short note on OEM. Many of the resources that we're gleaning right now, we will be including in the revised emergency operations plan. I want to put out a special thank you to Marty Hawley, Blake Deacon, Sarah Weiner, and of course, and Tom Stone for doing an awful lot of work to make this revision plan livable and up to speed as a requirement the state has for OEM services. Mayor, that is my report for
the day. Thank you. Councilman Dougherty.
Thank you, Mayor. I have no finance or personnel report tonight. There's no official fire report. I would just like to pass along a note of thanks to the Fire Department Apparatus Committee, led by Jimmy Phillips, for all their hard work in making the new fire apparatus happen. It was a very long process, and it was a tremendous amount of work, and I'm very pleased that our resolution passed this evening and a brand new truck will be here soonish. So thank you, Jimmy, and to your committee. Planning Board, very briefly, the reminder, the next Planning Board meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 2nd, next Thursday. At that meeting, PB 23-02, Callion, 160 First Avenue, development application will be carried to a new special meeting, which will take place on Tuesday, November 21st at 7 p.m. here in this room and on Zoom. And that, Mayor, is Happy Thanksgiving. That is my report.
All right, thank you. Councilwoman Hohenlein.
Thank you. I'm also very brief, just in terms of police, in addition to what Councilman Crowley had said. I know a lot of what we see the police do out and about is the result of a lot of training and a lot of hard work. And I know that our chief of police spent, is it 3 hours today, with other insurance entities to learn everything that he needs to be worried about when he is planning for our safety. And so I just want to reiterate how very safe I feel in this room, especially when you're here, Chief. Thank you. The Atlanta Highlands Arts Council has a new opening. It's a solo exhibit, and they're doing an opening, as if everybody wasn't busy enough, on Saturday, from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, and all are welcome. And then on Sunday, there's a piano concerto happening at 4 p.m. So I had plans to attend that. And I just wanted to, since Mr. Fisher had asked at the last meeting and all of my other reports, other than Harbor, getting an update at our next meeting about Towboat, is to just report on some of the grant activity that we've had with the Aubrey Group. So far this year, and they've only been employed by us for a quarter, there have been $7,600 in grant applications submitted. So that's just the things that we're the low-hanging fruit, and a lot of it is in support of our police and EMS. We've got Brothers Helping Brothers equipment grants, People's for Bikes community grant, and then we've got a whole lot of applications in process right now, and some of those are to help support the work that we're doing, because we know that we are definitely acquiring space on the waterfront, and there are grants that are available for us to support the planning of the plan. So the process that we've already been undertaking, we actually have applied for a grant to fully support the $35,000 that the council has already approved to go into that. In addition, there are grants for American Rescue Plan Firefighter Grant. I'm just giving you the highlights. And then we've identified a whole lot of grants that are priorities, that the deadlines are nowhere near coming, but we're gathering information so that when the deadlines become available, so there's things like Pride and Service grants, First Responder grants, Firehouse Subs Foundation, FM Global Fire Prevention Grant. See, so the fire department was a huge priority when we engaged this firm. There's a National Park Service Conservation Grant that we're applying for. There's a Recreation Challenge Grant. And then tomorrow, actually, Mr. Ferragina and myself and our borough engineer, I think Doug's coming to that meeting. We'll say you are. If you're not, I'll fill you in after. But we've been approached by some wellness organizations, and we're looking at potentially improving space, that's open space, existing open space, with partnering with wellness programs to bring outdoor fitness equipment to perhaps the harbor or other open space locations within the municipality. So I am happy to have more detailed conversations with anybody who's interested in this or has ideas at office hours, but this is a great start, and we're really excited about the potential of and that's in addition to all the grants that Doug's firm is working on in terms of our roads, which has been, you've been incredibly successful, and improving our parks, like he's about to talk about, I think. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Murphy.
Thank you, Mayor. Councilman Crowell touched on our impressive numbers for the first aid. I will just add to the first aid report Chief's shout outs. Our Chief would like to give a special shout out to the two newest members, Susan Doran and Kara Kappa. Both bring unique skill sets and an abundance of enthusiasm to the squad. We want to thank them for joining the family. For the first time, ladies and gentlemen, in the squad's history, there are 5 to 6 members that are going from drivers to EMTs. This is not only special in the sense of how it benefits our community, but it speaks to how just by starting out as a driver can inspire someone to take the next step. The Atlantic Islands First Aid is striving back stronger than ever, and it's a great organization to be a part of. That said, you can never have too much of a good thing. And they're always looking for new members, so if anybody's interested in joining the First Aid Squad, please email info@ahfirstaid.org. Hopping over to First Aid, to Recreation. I will just touch on the Halloween Parade and Festival that's gonna happen this Saturday on the 28th from 1 to 4 p.m. We're asking all participants in the contest to arrive. For those looking to take part in the parade, to please head down to the marina, the harbor, at 12 o'clock, and you'll get your bib and your number, and you'll be able to line up for that, where the parade will begin at 1 p.m., and the event, the festivities will last till about 4 p.m. We finally have some nice weather on a Saturday, which has been a long time coming, so this should be a great day for our community, filled with great costumes, fantastic music, delicious food, and fun activities for all. Please come out and enjoy the fun. As mentioned earlier, basketball signups have begun for Recreation. The cutoff date for that is December 3rd. Regarding our DPW, just a couple points. All the DPW department heads and all participants would like to thank our residents that attended the Atlantic Highlands Day Touch a Truck event. The Department of Public Works does this for the children of the borough, and the huge turnout makes all the hard work worth it. Any brush material that is currently out in town in any zone is in violation. And as a reminder, the borough yard is open from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for a brush drop-off for the borough's residents. Additional yard hours, as requested by the residents, for the borough yard will be open for leaf and brush drop-off every Saturday and Sunday in November and December from 8 a.m. to noon. Please seek the calendar for more information. On top of that, with that, I'd also like to acknowledge the custom-made benches in the new gazebo along Center Avenue. Our DPW handcrafted those benches. They are beautiful. If you have the opportunity, please head on over, take a look, take a seat. This is just another example of the above and beyond mentality our DPW team brings to work each day. Nice job. Nothing for open space. And regarding harbor, just a reminder that all boats in the mooring field must be out by October 31st. If you winter store here and haven't scheduled for your winter storage, please call the harbor office and be put on the schedule. Please feel free to call anytime with any other questions. And I know we are moving along here, but I would like to just take a moment to share the sentiments of some of the council members and the mayor earlier. And this evening, I want to speak about the horrific acts of violence perpetrated yesterday in Lewiston, Maine, as well as what's happening around the world. Violence is never the answer. And mental health issues are at an all-time high. As a community, we should consider our neighbors and understand no one really knows what someone is going through in life. My heart goes out to the loved ones of the shooting victims, the nation of Israel, and any of our residents feeling deeply impacted by the horrific attacks taking place. Let's stand together, united as a community for all those in need. And that's it, Mayor. Thank you.
And administrator's report.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. The borough received notification that President Biden has ordered U.S. flags to fly at half staff until sunset on Monday, October 30th, as a mark of respect for the victims of the shootings in Lewiston, Maine. The borough received a 2023 dividend check from the Central New Jersey Health Insurance Fund in the amount of $26,176. As reported at the last council meeting, the water department is conducting its annual fire hydrant flushing. This started on October 23rd and will end tomorrow, October 28th at 2 a.m. Reminder that water pressure will be low from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., so please refrain, if possible, from using water during that time frame. Use cold water if water usage is needed. Run cold water for 20 minutes if there is a water discoloration. You may contact the water department at 732-291-0027 if you experience problems. RFPs for professional services will be issued approximately the first week of November. The borough has received approval from the county to close First Avenue and Ocean Avenue on October 28th from 12:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. for the Halloween parade. The rain date is October 29th. Elections will be held Tuesday, November 7th from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hess Parish Center, 55 South Avenue. The borough of Atlantic Highlands is a partisan municipality. Therefore, I would like to thank both local political parties for their professionalism during this campaign season. A cement pad has been inserted. Do you want to report on
that? No, you do it. Go ahead. Just keep your own way.
I know you work south. A cement pad has been inserted at the corner of First Avenue and East Mount Avenue. DPW has placed a bench on the cement pad so those who are waiting for the public bus may wait in comfort instead of standing at the corner or sitting on the street curb. I want to thank the mayor because she's the one that really initially spearheaded that with that idea. So,
thank you, Mr. Leinsdorf. I've been working on this for a while, and it's a good thing.
And last but not least, it's that time of year again, fall rut. This is the time when deer enter the fall mating season and may suddenly sprint onto roadways as bucks actively pursue does. NJDEP, Fish and Wildlife, and NJDOT would like us to remind motorists, take caution.
Take caution.
And that completes my report, Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, great.
As soon as this report happened last year, I literally had to stop on Bellevue Avenue in Rumson and take a picture of the deer and send it to Rob. It's like he brought it about. They're my arms are too lazy. They're hanging out in our driveway.
They're out there.
Wait, yeah, they are. They're watching everyone. And Mr. Wollmeyer.
Thank you, Mayor. Very, very briefly, I want to report on East Garfield and Grand Avenue roadway improvement project. The contracts have been executed. We will send them over to DOT for their review, and we have a pre-construction conference scheduled for next week. So as soon as I get information on the contractors' anticipated schedule, I'll share that, and we can get it up onto our website so everybody's aware.
Okay. Thank
you. That's all I have for tonight.
Okay, thank you.
I'm afraid to talk because Mary will think, Ms. Smith will think that I'm causing the meeting to go too long. Just a couple of things. I know at the last meeting, Ms. Smith, you asked about the next steps for regionalization, so I called Mr. Jacoby and asked him. He said that there is a appeal that's been filed by Oceanport, but the boards of education are both filing motions to dismiss, and we are going to join in that motion. And the other thing he said is that there's nothing that's holding anything up because the voters have spoken in this town, so the regionalization should go forward. The only other thing of moment that is not subject to privilege is that I worked closely with the committee on the acquisition of the fire apparatus, the fire engine, which we had several calls about it, and I've looked at and reviewed all the documents so that I'm satisfied that when we enter into this thing, the borough will be protected and we will have a new fire engine. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mayor, give me 1 second. I forgot to mention somebody in regard to AH Day, and that's Chris Morrissey, who is a huge help and a great talent, and I appreciate his help. And since Mr. Perugino mentioned the water flushing, I'll just say that I'll make the plug here that AM 1690 is up. Save it on your car dial. That's the Atlantic Highlands Emergency Information Radio Network. That information is currently running on there about the water flushing. And I'll just add, it's just a point of interest that the island of Maui recently just purchased AM radio emergency networks, and they put them in effect all over the island because they realized they had a problem in communicating with the general public. So they've gone that route too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, public comment. Please step forward, name, address. And that's it. Questions? Okay.
My voice might get out. Rhonda LeBrice, 84 South Avenue. I wasn't able to attend the Touch a Truck event, but I understand it was a big success. I have a question. Is the company that was used, Jam Fam Productions, were they the same ones that were for the one in August too?
Yes, and I used them as an aggregator to find the trucks. That was a proof of concept, Mayor, to see, like, would people come? I'll tell you that I didn't use them this time, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I used Carton this year at AH Day, and we're getting a check, a little under $500, that will come back to the borough, and then maybe that can get funneled into recreation. Going forward, if we do it again, I'm not going to use them because I've discovered the tricks of the trade and how we can get the trucks, and we'll bring in a little more revenue for recreation, or for the general fund, I should say.
Because mm-hmm. their name was on the flyer that said it was postponed until, you know, Sunday. And I thought, well, they're the same people or not. Yeah.
We didn't pay them. I just used them to help me find trucks.
Oh.
Now I know how to do it for the future.
Sure. Well, there you go. Don't go out. I do have a question about the fees in lieu of parking that we approved back in 2019, which would require builders who didn't have enough parking to pay $25,000 per parking space that was sufficient, and this was going to go to a parking fund. Does anyone know how much is in said parking fund? I'm thinking of this because moving forward, we've got about 4 or 5 proposals coming and they're all slacking off on how much parking they're going to provide. So I'm thinking this could end up being a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I could have a conversation with the CMFO and report back to you.
Okay, no, I'm just curious. And then that leads me to, if there is sufficient money in there, could that be used to pay for the Hennessy Avenue slanted in parking that we talked about maybe 6 years ago, and we did the conversion of the paper street, and we acquired the rest of the green strip along there to be able to put in slant in, and I think Mr. Fisher said that would double the existing parking spaces from Center Avenue to West Highland.
Yeah, so any monies that are accrued into that bank, I would have to also consult with the CMFO and possibly the attorney as well, but I think that's the first step. Let's identify if there are any monies in there, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Conceivably, any parking or traffic related issues is what the law states.
For the amounts that would be collected. Right. That's why I was asking if there's anything still in there. Excuse me. Because also you approved a $310,000 infrastructure allocation for works, public works, and I was just wondering if there's any left over. Could that go for Hennessy Boulevard too? Just think about it. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Smith, 29 Leonard Avenue.
Do we know why the Calum project is not going to be on the special meeting on December 2nd?
The regular meeting was November 2nd. I'm not certain. My understanding is it may have been availability of the professionals. So, you know, they're...
Your understanding is what? I'm sorry?
Availability of the applicant's professionals. So their planner, their architect, someone. They've asked to carry it. They've requested that their application be carried, and that's why the special meeting has been scheduled.
So is there anything on the agenda for the regular meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then, do you know when it would be possible to have an election to see whether SECRE could require the regionalization?
I do not have that information.
Okay, and the reason why I ask that is because you said that by not making a decision tonight, you're not holding up anything. And I'm wondering how you know that if you don't even know whether we can have a second election and whether one has anything to do with the other.
No one has informed us that our feedback regarding the possible request for a study had a deadline. Or that anything was being held in the winds until we reply back. So I don't think we're going to end up.
All right, and actually you haven't asked anything else about it. So somebody told you doesn't mean that there are other ways to find out.
Ms. Smith, I actually asked. I asked Mr. Jacoby, and my understanding, the commissioner hasn't yet decided. Obviously, he's not going to decide until after the study is completed. Mr. Jacoby indicated to me that Seabright is conducting the study. That's what he believes. So, irrespective of what the ultimate decision is of the council, I believe the study is going forward.
Both Seabright and Highlands, by the way, in open session with no secrets about it, approved updating the study.
I understand that. But we don't have the right to disapprove the updating of the study. The commissioner ordered the study to be updated if Seabright wants to be considered to come into to be part of the regionalization. So it's not a question of whether we approve the study or not, it's a question of whether or not we're going to fund any part of that.
So the study's going to be done whether you're in part
of it. I believe that that's the case. That's what I believe. I'm not Mr. Jacoby, I'm not directly involved in it, but that is my understanding.
But this council has to take time to decide whether it wants to pay for the study.
They always have to decide whether they want to spend taxpayer money, and if they have to do it in order to make something happen, then that would impact their decision. If they don't have to do it, they could decide.
It appears they might be making that decision in executive session tonight.
Any decision they make is likely to be made in executive session. They're going to make it in a public session, either likely at the next meeting.
I just find it fascinating that you can have executive sessions for discussion and not even... and decide before you even have a discussion that there's not going to be any action taken. But, okay. Thank you kindly. Mm-hmm. Get this. Thank you.
Ms. Leinster?
Okay. Josh Leinster, 60 Days I Drive. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you. For the bench. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you. I want to point out you're going to discuss an ambulance. I reiterate, you're spending $750,000 on a fire truck. You're spending $90,000 on a contract for emergency services. This is running into real money. And I just think that means you're wasting assets. If you're only responding to 200 calls a year, you have a lot of money tied up in equipment that just sits in a firehouse or in a first aid squad, and it just seems to me it's time to think about regionalization. Is Mr. Senna still involved in the potential acquisition of Mother Teresa?
So
he represents the county.
Correct.
He represents the county.
He represents the county.
Yes.
He used to represent the borough, mm-hmm. and now he represents the county. How's the county involved? I'm sorry, I never even knew the county was involved in this.
So the county park system is involved, and he's an attorney for the county park system.
For the open space
grant.
Rant. Okay. Thank you. The only other thing I have to say is I was wondering, we are that Fairhaven used to be in our assembly district, and West Long Branch used to be in 11. We're 13. Mm-hmm. Fairhaven used to be in 13, and West Long Branch was in 11. If you look at where the description of the districts, that's what it will show on the state legislative website. However, that's not who people are going to be voting on when they vote in November. They're going to be voting for the new map that does not come into effect until January 9th or January 6th or whenever. So I'm just saying, I don't know if other people said I wanted to call the friends in the district and ask them to vote or not to vote for whoever, that Fairhaven now is in district is in District 11, and West Long Branch is now in the district with us.
And Atlantic Highlands is still in the same district.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're 13 now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
After 30 years of being in the coastal District 11, we were finally put in the same district with Middletown. But I was confused by that, and I just thought, since we're talking about the mechanics of the election, people should just be aware that it's like the legal thing versus the real thing. The election is about the map next year, but they're not going to change the map on the website until next year.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the information. Mr. Fisher.
Mark Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. Last meeting, I asked Mr. Rohmeyer if he had the results of the soil testing and monitoring well testing, and short of filing for an OPRA, this part has enough to do. Have all those sample results been received back from the cul-de-sac right away and the north boundary on the shoreline?
So the SRPs associated with the site, our SRP on behalf of the borough and the site SRP have been communicating in terms of what's been sampled, what's been found, coordinating on delineating and remediating as needed as well. I'm going through my emails. I do see that we have received back the testing results for groundwater and any soil impacts along the cul-de-sac, the future cul-de-sac area. I will say it's over 1,100 pages. So that's ours.
It's ours by the page.
I do believe that we have the sampling along the beachfront as well. So what I would ask you to do is go through an OPRA request, and what I'll do is I'll figure out a way to electronically transfer it so we don't have to take down a couple trees.
Yep.
Thank you.
I guess this is for the attorney. The letter that you wrote to the DEP requesting a meeting between the borough and the DEP regarding the Denholz site, has that meeting been arranged yet?
I have not received a response.
So the arranging of the meeting is the DEP to the borough, not the borough to the DEP.
Look, we have to get things from the DEP, and they have to indicate a willingness to meet with us, and then we'll respond for them with dates that we can make. So it requires interaction on
my God, and with a state governmental agency, that sounds horrendous. In the more recent large project discussions at the planning board, there's always the question of the geometric center of the Railroad Avenue parking lot. Do we actually have a monument or some sort of a marker in the center of that parking lot to determine where the 300-foot walking distance starts from?
Nope.
I don't think so. So
the way that I've addressed it in the past is I would ask, if it's close. Fortunately for the boards, the planning board so far, and for my office, it hasn't been a question of whether it was within a few feet or not. It was either clearly in or out of the geometrics, what I would work consider the geometric center. But what the way I handle it is that I ask the applicant professional to draw and demonstrate by in a scale drawing whether or not it you can get there in 300 feet or less.
Wouldn't it be easier just to have a pin mark in the center of that park and say, start walking from here?
But what if that hurts a parking spot?
Okay, then we talk about de minimis amounts sometimes in the planning board, so give or take 4 or 5 feet, I'm willing to accept that. But wouldn't it make sense just to have a monument here?
Maybe we could do a mark out.
Well, it almost makes sense just to start from the first parking lot closest to the project, no? Within the lot?
Yes, that's what the one is.
We'll have the borough engineer look into it.
We could put a mini statue of Mark Fisher right there on the spot.
Yeah. Maybe a big axe.
How cool would that be?
It'll be all right.
Maybe a golf ball tomorrow.
There you go.
A tee.
Yeah, golden
tee. Yeah, there you go. And then my last question is, I know with all of the regionalization stuff going on, there was a reason for Mr. Murphy to have to do this. But now that the regionalization step one has been decided, are you still going to recuse yourself with anything regionalization? Because I know your wife is running again for Board of Education, and this thing obviously isn't over.
That's a great question, Mark. I would love. I actually just spoke with Peg right before this meeting. And we will see how that goes. I was advised that I should still remain cautious. I have no problem talking about how I personally feel about it, but whether I can sit up here and vote is up for the attorneys to decide.
Everything's up to the attorneys.
Okay. It's got government, Mark.
I see no hands.
Sorry.
Under the wire.
Paul Barbados, 22 Glory Road, a.k.a. Lousy Road. Mr. Ferragino, I just would like to say, I sent an email to you. I know you like emails. And I sent it last week on the 19th. I don't know if you got a chance. I'm sure you get a million of them. But I would appreciate if you can, in the next couple of days, respond to that email. And I sent a copy to you, Mayor. Also, I sent a copy to Mr. Romeyer and Mr. Phillips. So I appreciate the response.
Thank you.
How you doing, Angus? 135 Center Ave. I'm mostly here. Last time I was here, I accused Rich of knowing something, and it wasn't his fault. We had a conversation about he knew that they had come and inspected. And I heard that he knew about the violation because I knew of the violation. So I'm mostly here just to say that I was wrong. I misheard something. I also like to say there's a vehicle out front that hasn't been registered since November 21. It's your marketing vehicle with that broken plastic thing with the signs all over the place. It's in violation of inspection, New Jersey laws and stuff like that. If you're going to use marketing vehicles, you should make sure they're, like, legal.
Okay.
That's not my vehicle.
It's not. All right. Anyone on Zoom?
No hands raising.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, we have a gentleman in back.
Good evening, Council. Good evening, Mayor. How are you? Bobby, I'm in 76 Wesley Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. It's nice to be here with the one of you. I think that the addition to the benches that we have in our town is a great opportunity for everyone to have those things available to us in anywhere that we would travel. But with that being said, comes with people leaving napkins, cups, coffee, sandwiches to get in the rush to get onto the bus or be on the way. And leaving stuff behind. We shouldn't have to babysit anybody like that. I mean, we've done that with our own children up until probably they were 5, and we don't have to do it any longer. I think we need to address that with a lot of issues that we have in town. As far as restaurants, and some of our fishing boats and some of our things close to the water. We are actually polluting our waterway. We have a beautiful town. We have a phenomenal marina, but we need to do a little bit better job in KP. Because there's stuff laying around, napkins in restaurants, coffee cups. Guys that have charter boats have stuff that are laying with people leaving the boat to go back to their vehicle off a charter boat and leaving stuff behind. Boxes, coffee cups, napkins, and they're falling into our waterway. I would like us, please, all of us, to please participate in cleaning up that mess. Even if we see it laying around the town, I realize it's dirty and it's taboo to do those things now. But we need to do that in our community.
Thank you.
And I would like to be able to thank you very much for allowing me to speak in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
But we do. We have a beautiful place. Let's keep it nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Chris Lubey, 61 East Garfield Avenue. So this is clearly full on the commentary side. So I think the first thing that I would say is this is a really important time for the election. Your election's coming up. Don't worry, others. I know the town is anxious to get and complete what Greta and people before this group started, which is the regionalization. We've taken the first step. There's one more step. And I think for those up for election, clarifying and being vocal of your position, whatever it is, well, whatever it is, I hope it's for it. But if not, that's okay. We all have to agree. But I think we all have to be transparent and honest. And I hope that whoever is elected, the next mayor, another council, that this is a priority and it's a chance to finish what was started and leave a legacy. And if you don't believe that, that's, I'd love to have that discussion still otherwise, but Jim, Lori, John, others, like, this is a chance to do something great. Mm-hmm. And I feel a little bit, this is the feel, we've been a passenger on this a little bit, and I think there's an opportunity to drive it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, every project needs someone to own it and to lead it. And I think there's a chance individually as a group to drive and lead it to victory sooner than later. We've already lost a few years and revenue opportunity. We can pay for that truck. I know the finances don't work that way, so it probably doesn't exactly work that way. But I think $1 million infused into this ecosystem, we could do a lot of good with. So,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. So I see no hands. So I need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
I'll move that, Doherty.
Probably seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
How long?
Approximately 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
No action.
No action.
No action. No action.
Go. Okay. I need a motion and a second to come out of the executive session.
So moved, Doherty.
Crowley seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now I need a motion and a second to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Crowley seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Nice. I know. That must be fun.
That was a fun one. Were you working?